visiting with Pleasantville head volleyball coach Amy Madra to recap their 2025 season. Coach, you know, you look at the postseason, we haven't talked since then, but you know, you guys had a win over Central Decatur in the opening round. You guys were able to host an opening round playoff matchup or regional matchup, and then unfortunately falling on the road at Union. But just kind of walk me through a little bit how you feel the playoffs went overall.
Yeah, we were excited to get to host a playoff game at home against Central Decatur. Still not real sure how that process works. After looking at our bracket, we were kind of surprised that we fell into that first round, but completely fine. We more experience for us, and our girls played really well that night. I think we probably had the highest hitting efficiency that we had on the entire year that night. We were just really passing well, which helped our sets be a lot more consistent and just helped our hitters get a good ball. So that game was fun. And then we were on the road to Union, which we had the chance to see earlier this season. And I was really proud of our girls. I think Union's a top 10 2A team, and deservedly so. They're really well coached, and I was surprised, I guess, and to see them get beat by Wapsie Valley. We watched that game, but they had a really good game against us, and I thought our girls hung in there, and we were toe-to-toe for about the first 10 points in every match, and then just let them kind of sneak away with it each game. So, yeah, it was fun to get to play that top tier of a team in the postseason and kind of see where we matched up. We got a lot of encouraging feedback from some of the refs in our postseason, so that was a lot of fun to hear too. They're pretty excited about our young team, and it's nice to hear from outsiders like that.
Yeah, you know, you guys had 17 wins this year on the season, 17-21, did have a positive record in conference play too. You know, just season as a whole, what are some of your takeaways from that?
I think it's about what we expected. I've talked about this about every time we've chatted, but just knowing that we were kind of changing up our schedule to grow the program, I think that's about what we expected, knowing we only had a couple seniors and one junior, so not a lot of upperclassmen. But if you just look back at kind of Pleasantville volleyball in general, even in the last like 3 years, we had a goal this year to just strengthen our schedule. We really feel like that's the only way to grow our program. And as painful as it's going to be to kind of go to these bigger tournaments and play big teams and kind of get beat up on, we think it's absolutely necessary. So this year our schedule rank went from 73rd last year out of 80 teams in 2A to 34th. So we took a pretty big leap this year to strengthen our schedule, and we've let the girls know that that's not going to change. We are going to continue seeking out tough competition so that we can make it further in the postseason. But overall, we as coaches were pretty encouraged by our season as a whole. We played our best volleyball in October, and that's kind of the ultimate goal.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to kind of ask you about too, is, you know, the schedule was something that you have, you know, talked to me about, that you wanted to strengthen your schedule and you wanted to play really good teams instead of just trying to rack up wins against bad teams. You know, was that kind of something that was a decision made with the coaching staff? And also, you know, how is that going to benefit you guys, you feel, down the road when you're playing, you know, say a weekend tournament at Dyke New Hartford with some of the best teams in the state, and then you also have some other really tough non-conference games as well?
Yeah, it was something I talked about the first year as a coach. I didn't have much control over it over the first year just because we had a new AD, and we were just kind of late to the game and changing up that schedule, but had a little bit more flexibility, and Tara helped us this year just get into some of those bigger tournaments. I think the teams that we have seen this year, there's probably five or six that we have had losses to that are in the state tournament. So that's encouraging to see. I think it's just really beneficial for our girls to see we might not be there yet, but we absolutely have the ability to do it. So hanging with those teams, playing with those teams, and just seeing, you know, they're not on a completely different level than us, and we have the talent to get there. We have a lot of athletic kids in our program. We just really have to kind of hone in on those volleyball skills if we want to be at that top level. You know, those teams at Dyke New Hartford or Clear Creek Amana, every single one of those players have been probably playing on top-notch club teams since they were probably 13, 14 years old. And that's just, that increases their volleyball IQ. It just increases everything. We have the strength and the power, but our volleyball IQ just isn't quite there yet. And that's something we're hoping to build over the winter. And we're hoping by playing in those tougher tournaments that we can see how those girls play and see how much smarter they are and kind of learn from them. And kind of as coaches, those are our takeaways to work on, just that mental aspect of the game a little bit more in practices.
And coach, too, you do have a fairly young team, but you're going to be graduating just two seniors. But those were two seniors that, were captains and great contributors to this program. Kind of talk about what your two seniors, Araya and Lillian, meant to you.
Yeah, so Lily's stats obviously speak for themselves. She was really beneficial and gave us a ton of offensive production on the floor. So we're obviously going to miss that about Lily. And she played six rotations. She started off serving most games for us. So she really was that floor captain for us. That was the leader for our team. So we will definitely have some big shoes to fill in that category. Araya also got a lot of playing time. She was just three rotation player for us on the right side. Araya's biggest strengths are just her basically ultimate ability to put the team before self. So we preach that a lot to our girls. So having a senior who actually exhibited those qualities, didn't just talk about them, but showed them on the floor. That was hugely important for all of our young team to see that, it's not about me. It's not about just what I can do. It's about this team. And we ultimately won't get where we want to go without players like that have the mentality that Araya had. So I really, really hope that that rubbed off on a lot of our young players. And Araya is just impossible not to love. She is optimistic. She's everybody's biggest cheerleader, and we will definitely miss her next year.
Yeah, and to talk about kind of the rest of your roster lot, you're going to bring back a large chunk of your roster, and a lot of those people you're going to be bringing back are girls that were key contributors on the stat sheets this year, including several freshmen that had a key impact in their freshman year. Talk about just the fact that this program is going to be able to reload pretty nicely heading into next season.
Yeah, we love that. And I think there's been a lot of talk about how young our team is, the freshmen in particular. But I think what people didn't get to see, unless you were at JV games or maybe don't know, is how much some of our sophomore girls have really improved this year and really stepped up. I'm really excited about a couple, two or three in particular. And I just think having that strong freshman class, while no team goes without conflict, and it can kind of create a little bit of conflict when younger players play in front of the older players, I think it ultimately pushes everybody to get better. So I really saw that in some of our sophomore and junior girls, and I just am encouraged not only about that young freshman class, but the sophomores who are hopefully going to be stepping foot on the varsity floor next year, and then just some juniors who are going to continue to get better and better just because of that younger talent that keeps coming in. Even the incoming freshmen next year we're excited about. So we're ultimately just have our eye on the program as a whole. So it's really exciting to have a talented freshman class, but we would love to have that every single year. We want those freshmen to be pushed by the eighth graders that are behind them and on so down the line. So we're excited about where the program's going and what everybody's doing in the winter. We feel like we have a lot of buy-in from the younger youth side of things. So as coaches, we're just really looking forward to that.
Well, coach, kind of before we close, what a little bit, what's the off season look like for you? Kind of as head coach, I know that the coaches can only do so much with the team during the off season, but kind of what's it look like as you already start to get ready, kind of close the book on this season and get ready for 2025 or 2026.
Yeah, we are obviously kind of just stepping back and taking a breath a little bit. It doesn't feel like it's slowed down that much yet with just kind of all the stuff you have to do on the coaching side of things. I think once after the state tournament is over, we'll kind of get to catch our breath a little bit. But yes, we have been trying to make plans and make sure that all of our girls have at least the opportunity to play this winter if they want to. We always talk about small towns, small programs. We're proponents of multi-sport athletes, so our girls are playing basketball, which we love. So we want them to still be teenagers, still be kids, but still have the ability to go play in the winter somewhere. And we hope they do. We hope that they can play competitively while playing basketball or while being in fine arts or while doing all those other fun teenage things. So we try to give them a little space, obviously, and we can't have contact with them until the summer. So this will be the first year that Whitney and I obviously won't be able to coach our daughters because they're of high school age now. So I don't know. We're just gonna step back and relax and be moms, I guess. It'll be a different winter for us, I think. But yeah, we're hoping the girls find somewhere to play in the winter and just continue working on their skills in the off season.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time and all season long, and congrats on a great season. Already looking forward to next year.
Thanks, Clayton. I appreciate it.